This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
With you tonight, it's Free Talk Live. We're here in the studio. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Joining you in the studio, you do have me, Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
All right, stuff to talk about tonight. We got it, of course. There's a lot, actually. We got some really interesting tech news. Chris, you and I both had the same story tonight, the Pornhub news. Also, if we get the chance, we'll talk about Twitch and a copyright crackdown, potential copyright crackdown there. But I want to start the show out with an update on what I titled the show last night, but we actually ended up not talking about until the very final segment.
Of course.
Because we spent 2 hours. Yeah, because we spent 2 hours talking about Mark's trip back from overseas and how he got his devices searched at, or attempted to be searched. They searched his phone, but his laptop was dead, so they just let him slide on that one. But we spent about 2 hours just discussing sort of the legalities.
Always have a dead battery in your laptop. Note to self.
Well, they let him slip on that one, but they probably could have just confiscated the laptop and then taken their sweet time.
There was an update to that.
True.
Really?
Yeah. That
to Mark's story?
No. There's just you know what? There's an update this week about how. Did you guys cover this other day on the show about how
to a great extent yesterday about the decision that was made in November of 2019? What's the latest?
I thought there was an update where they can't search the devices unless they have
Suspicion.
Yeah, reasonable
Not
suspicion.
Probable cause, reasonable suspicion.
Yeah.
And supposedly that's only for the forensic search, not for the manual one.
Yeah. And reasonable suspicion. Isn't a standard to speak of.
Yeah.
That's the standard they need in order to do a Terry stop, and it's a very weak standard.
Right. So it's not saying a whole lot, but yeah, was the district, I think it was a federal district court ruling from 2019. Anyway, we talked in great detail about that. It was like the first 2 hours of the show last night. But what I titled the show last night was about what Rush Limbaugh was doing. Now, normally, you know, talk show hosts, they copy Rush Limbaugh. In this case, Rush Limbaugh is copying Free Talk Live, or at least he appeared to be.
Wow, has he seen the light?
Well, that's the way it looked.
Or felt the heat?
That's the way it looked for a moment, but now apparently he's walked back his comments today. So yesterday...
There's no rush to courage.
No, unfortunately not. Even though he is basically on death's door, he does have lung cancer and it's terminal, so he will not be around.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
He will not be around for much longer. You know, how much longer, we don't know. I mean, look, I don't know whether the guy's nice or not. I've never really met him, but...
I know that he wants people put in prison for things he does. That's
probably true, yeah.
Yeah,
He got arrested on a drug charge.
Oh, the oxycodones or whatever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but he still wants the commoners put in prison for
right.
it.
Right. Oh, yeah, for him it's just a personal problem, but for everybody else, go to prison.
Yes, yes.
Mm. Yeah, so.
Unless they're white, maybe.
So, yesterday, he said on his program... quote, I've seen quite a few people allude to this over recent months, maybe over the course of 6 months. I said, I think we could be trending towards secession. I said, I see more and more people asking, what in the world do we have in common with people who disagree with us? Like people in New York, for instance. He gave that example. This was This was on his Wednesday show. The question that was asked of him was, quote, are we ever going to be able to win again? And the question is in regards to the Republicans, right? So the people that he sort of represents and that he talks about. And that was when he talked about secession. As he said, he thinks it could be trending towards secession. Now, today on his show, or maybe it was yesterday, but anyway, the next day, he walked back the comments. He said, let's see. quote, he said he wasn't advocating for the idea, but it was noted,
nobody is advocating for secession here,
but was noting it had been widely popularized by others, saying, quote, I don't know how many people, responsible people, I haven't named any names here, but they're certainly not hiding behind their comments. I've seen it written on Twitter. I've seen it written on various blogs, Hot Air, Powerline, how distant and separated, how much more separated our culture is becoming politically, and I've seen people speculate that there cannot be a peaceful coexistence of two completely different theories of life, theories of government, yeah, theories of how we manage our affairs, that we can't be in this dire a conflict without something giving somewhere along the way.
And they knew that from the start. There were 13 distinct colonies with 13 distinct cultures and 13 distinct ideas about what should be done, and so they formed a federalist system where each one was independent. It was able to make its own laws, and some of them others would have found repugnant. Massachusetts had an established church.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want an established church, but if Massachusetts had one, I'd have the opportunity when people said we should establish a church to say you should move to Massachusetts.
They already did that.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they created a system that became the ruler over all of those states.
Well, the Civil War and the 17th Amendment changed everything.
And the search of power, right? Like the natural sort of direction of power to consolidate, for people to seek more of it, for people to become corrupted by it. I mean, it's just that's just the way it happens.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like that is the natural tendency, and what I'm describing is just the path that tendency took
in this case,
this particular time. It's quite possible that if those things hadn't happened, they would have found another path to tyranny. The only path away from tyranny is having an educated population, and that is hard to maintain.
No doubt about it. And, of course, the government gang has been doing the so-called educating here in the United States, so we shouldn't be surprised.
Well, they've been in the business of preventing education. And
well, they're indoctrinating.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of the word educating, because it's not education. It is
propagandizing.
It's more indoctrination, I think, that you you know, you really got to look at it as, and it's also, it's not just like, you know, political indoctrination, but more also just of like a, you know, teaching or training kids for effectively, as they, I think they would describe it as factory work, right?
Yes.
They're
doing schooling.
You know, as opposed to, you know, educating them for, you know, actual modern, you know, jobs that require more creative.
Or entrepreneurialism. They're not doing that.
Exactly.
They'll teach you how to have a job, but that's about it.
And it's kind of interesting because if you look at like...
because they want the entrepreneurial activities and entrepreneurial opportunities left for their kids.
That's right.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because if you look at like other countries like China and so forth, like you'll see that they're even more strong on you know, that subject in that area and going down those factory jobs. And you would think that the United States would be, you know, trying to move away from that go in the opposite direction, especially now, you know, that that's not where the money is, right?
Well, China has been certainly a leader in fleeing from liberty for the last century, with the exception of, I mean, there were some big improvements in China between the 70s when they were literally resorting to cannibalism as a result of communist programs like the Great Leap Forward and the Cultural Revolution, and when they actually started to count, I mean, they had 10% growth when they in their economy when they were moving toward freedom. And that's an incredible thing. But what I'm told is that now
it's going back the other way.
They're going the other way. They don't want.
That's what Gene tells us. He's visited there for decades.
When your people are starving to death, you know, it's hard to go. You know, it's hard to go even in the other direction in terms of, you know, getting even worse. But it's not hard to get better. It doesn't mean that you're going to get great, right? If you've only relaxed things a little bit, and they relax things a little bit, so you see massive improvements. But you know, you're not seeing. But the United States is just sticking to the system it's had, which is, you know, training, you know, basically training for, you know, factory work, and not actually moving into, you know, a modern era.
That's the system itself. So it's holding us back. It's a progressive era, but it hasn't always been the system. I mean,
that's true. The government schools came about in the late 1800s.
Public education, government education, I should say, because, you know, there's always been public education in that there have been scholarships, there have been private schools that that would take donations and use that to help kids out who didn't have money, but government education, oh, that's a bad play.
Coming up, we'll talk about the Pornhub thing. That's in the news. Chris has that story. Plus, I'll give you the rest of the quote from Rush Limbaugh backing away from his comments about secession.
No rush
the next
to secede. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now. Click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about secession. Is it finally time? Is it finally something that people are going to take seriously? Is it going to be a national-level discussion? Well, Rush Limbaugh actually brought it up the other day. Apparently it was on his Wednesday show. He was talking about secession. It ended up in the news, and then it ended up on the front page of the Drudge Report, which, you know, is a fairly popular news headliner kind of website. And it's great news. I mean, look, Rush apparently is now walking back the statements, but he did get a conversation started, I suspect, because, you know, he is the number one most listened to talk show on talk radio. Now, I don't listen to Rush. I don't take the time to listen to any other shows. I'm busy doing all kinds of things with my day. But when I saw the news that that Rush was talking about this, and I actually saw it on the Drudge Report, I was pretty impressed, because this is an idea that time has come. We've been talking about it on this show for more than a decade. I don't even remember when we first started talking about secession, but it didn't matter if it was Barack Obama, Donald Trump, George W. Bush, you know, whoever it is that's in office, Joe Biden. We've been promoting secession. And it's important, if you're going to talk about the idea of declaring independence from the United States, it's important to keep that consistent no matter who it is that gets elected, because you don't want to be pigeonholed as, oh, well, you're only in favor of secession because you don't like fill in the blank. Right?
But then again, we will need those people if secession ever comes. Mm-hmm. Secession will come when somebody very unpopular is in office, and the marginal people who only want to secede because of that guy will be the people who push us over the edge.
Yeah, absolutely. And right.
So I have no problem with those people.
Me neither.
I wish they would become more consistent, but we know. I know we'll need them.
I'll take them if we can get them, for sure.
The one problem is with worrying about what other people think is that they're going to pigeonhole you regardless, right? Like,
oh, I'm not worried about what other people think.
They're going
to. I just want them to pigeonhole me as that guy who just hates the federal government.
Yeah. I don't want them to be consistent. And I agree with you on that. I just don't think that the reason to be consistent should be because of those people, those negative Nancys out there who are going to attack you. Oh, it's not your guy. You know, this.
We're consistent because it's principled.
Right.
That's the reason for it. But
we don't want to be attacked for a lack of principle
due
to being unprincipled.
And that's a good
reason. One of the benefits of being consistent is that when the inevitable attack comes, you can point to your past and say, because somebody's going to, without any research, they're just going to start yelling about, well, of course you want to secede now that Joe Biden's in office. And then all we have to do is say, no, here's where we talked about this when Donald Trump got into office.
Yeah.
Okay. And here's where we talked about this when Barack Obama and et cetera and so on. So it's just to show the consistency of it. There's value, I think, in that, because otherwise people will dismiss you because they presume what sort of side that you're on. And if you can show them that, no, we're not on one side or the other. We're on the side of freedom, of getting out from this union.
Yeah, it's more than just rhetoric.
So, and look, when it comes to seceding, it is about publicity. It is about getting the word out to people, and the most effective way, I think, that you can do that is by being consistent, at least from my perspective.
And by being tenacious. If at first you don't secede, try again.
Oh, yeah. you gotta have a positive attitude, because you're going to fail, you know, you're going to fail, and you're going to fail, and you're going to fail, but, you know, if you keep doing it long enough, you do. I mean, and it's crazy because people do succeed. Look at the AOL guy. You know, he failed like 7 times, but they didn't get rid of him.
Which AOL guy?
AOL, I can't think of his name, but basically...
the guy who made AOL?
Yeah. Basically, they didn't get rid of him. The board didn't get rid of him for years and years and years, and he basically ran AOL into the ground, and then finally he succeeded.
Well, you're talking about actual success.
At? Business.
Right. Oh,
you're talking about success in business as opposed to secession,
obviously,
which is a bit of a different goal.
Exactly, but it's still, you know, conceptually,
So Rush Limbaugh, here's the remainder of what he had to say. Again, walking back his comments, he did admit, yes, of course, he talked about secession. Yes, he does admit that people are talking about it, which is why he started talking about it. But he followed up his statement by saying, quote, this is again the next day, or 2 days later. Quote, I simply referenced what I've said other people or what I've seen other people say about how we are incompatible as currently divided and that secession is something that people are speculating about. I'm not advocating it, have not advocated, never have advocated it, and probably wouldn't. That's not something.
All I hear is I'm a giant, fat, cowardly douche.
That's not something. 32 years, that's not the way I've decided to go about handling disagreements with the people on the left. Unquote.
I don't just want to be free. I want to force my will on those who disagree with me.
Right. Why would you want to handle your disagreements anyway besides separation? I mean, it's crystal clear that you guys aren't going to get along.
Oh, they're just staying together for the children.
Oh, my God.
But if you've got an answer.
So they could have knockdown, drag out fights in front of the children.
Yep. So if you want to comment on that, if you happen to share the perspective of Mr. Limbaugh and you want to weigh in here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Because why would you want to keep doing the same thing you've been doing, which is to say, fighting constantly over this federal government apparatus of violence that it exists exclusively to oppress and destroy opportunities, destroy businesses, destroy lives, put innocent, peaceful people in prison, murder people all around the planet. Why do you insist on continuing to fight over this when you could actually have a place like Texas or Oklahoma or something for the right-wing folks, and that would be much more to your liking than the United States, where you have to constantly fight with the people from California? I don't get it.
Easy answer. They hate the other side
so much
more than they love liberty. Mm. They would rather risk losing all of their liberty for a chance of being able to force
control
their will on the other side than just have their liberty and be able to live their way.
Well, we know they don't want liberty.
That their enemies are living their way, too.
They're control freaks. They want to have, their statists. They're people who want both sides, whether it's Republican or Democrat. They both want to control you. And they want control more than they, they want, their politician, elected.
Well, but you would think that they would like to, because again, we know they're not seeking liberty. They're seeking, in the case of the right-wingers, maybe a theocratic state, pushing the Bible down people's throats.
Yeah.
But they can't get that with the Democrats around. But I think you're right, nobody. They want to fight so badly. They want to dominate the other side. And I saw this happen in 2016 when, after Trump was elected, you remember there were the protests that happened right after that? Like, the left-wingers went out into Central Square here in Keene and in other cities. They had large protests. You remember that? So I was like, all right, well, I'm going to go out. Maybe some of these folks on the left are interested in secession now. So, their guy lost, so I'm going to go out and flyer. And some of them were willing to take the flyers, but others were exactly what you were saying, especially the older ones. They had not given up at all. They, as many failures that they'd been through their life, man, they were like, nope, we're going to redouble our efforts. We're going to do what it takes to take Washington, D.C. back so we can do what we want.
Yep, to the other people
That's
who
right.
don't want it done to them.
That's right.
God forbid anybody should be free to live in a way that's not my way.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. But it looks like there might be an act being proposed for Texas independence coming up.
Yeehaw. Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com. I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life. You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says congressional Democrats need to drop their controversial outstanding demands for the next coronavirus relief package.
In what universe should emergency aid for small businesses be contingent on massive bailouts for state governments with no linkage to actual needs?
McConnell has offered to take away corporate liability protections from the package if Democrats drop state and local funding from the bill, which Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is not happy about.
But to equate state and local aid, money for policemen and firefighters, bus drivers, sanitation workers, to complete corporate immunity is false equivalence.
The Supreme Court will not hear Texas's lawsuit challenging election results in four battleground states. USA Radio News. The Senate on Friday approved the defense policy bill, sending it to President Trump. The final votes in the House and Senate would be enough to override a presidential veto. A Wisconsin Air National Guard pilot is dead after a crash earlier this week in the UP of Michigan. The Wisconsin Air National Guard's 115th Fighter Wing Commander provides more details of the crash Friday morning. Colonel Bart Van Roo saying the crash occurred during a training mission over the Hiawatha National Forest Tuesday night.
The incident is under investigation by the U.S. Air Force, and the fighter wing is committed to working closely with the Air Force to ensure a thorough investigation is completed to determine the cause of the crash.
Van Roo did not identify the pilot, but has a message for the family.
On behalf of the 115th Fighter Wing, I once again want to express my sincere condolences to the family of our pilot. Know that we are holding you all in our thoughts and prayers.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about independence, declaring independence for whatever plot of land you happen to find yourself in. People still believe in states. They're probably not going to stop believing them in them anytime soon. So as much as we might like to see the entire idea of the state go away, that's probably not going to happen in the foreseeable future. I'm sorry, nobody, say that again. Sorry.
Stay as, you know, one step at a time.
Yes, exactly.
You know, I mean, it's perfectly logical, I think, to secede as a state, because the bottom line is you're going to need someone to be speaking on your behalf to the federal government and explaining why they shouldn't murder you. And to the people in other states.
Yeah, unfortunately, people still believe in the state. And so in this moment, it is a thing that we can use to our benefit. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is, like, for instance, we're here in New Hampshire, for listeners that are maybe new to the show, and you know, you do see a lot of flag waving out there of the United States, just generally across the United States. However, when you talk to people, they really do love New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. They really do understand that it is a special place, that it is this sort of oasis of freedom in a sea of total statism, and certainly in the Northeast.
And they certainly understand that, you know, New York, California, and Massachusetts are cesspools.
Bad places, yeah, exactly.
Cesspools you don't
want. And New
want
Jersey. We didn't
want
to leave New Jersey out.
Can't leave New Jersey out, you know. The only good thing that ever came out of New Jersey was Chris.
Yeah. Well, Bob didn't come from there.
I think. Yeah, Bob did not come from here. You know, I think secession, I think people, I think some of their people, reasons people would be opposed to it is that they don't understand that just because you're not part of a single country does not necessarily mean that you can't move or trade with your neighbors. You know, from a,
it depends on how hostile they are.
Right. I mean, nothing says that just because New Hampshire is independent that, you know, people in New Hampshire couldn't trade with people in Massachusetts, or that New Hampshire people couldn't
unless,
go to Massachusetts,
of course, the people in
Massachusetts couldn't come to New Hampshire.
Unless they, of course, built a border wall.
Sure,
and then,
sure. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. But
if they want to build a wall, let them build a wall. I'll trade with the Canadians. I don't care.
Just because New Hampshire doesn't enforce its laws, you know, or laws here doesn't necessarily mean that Massachusetts couldn't enforce its laws in Massachusetts.
Right, and there already are issues with the New Hampshire-Massachusetts divide. For a long time, the Massachusetts politicians have been complaining about New Hampshire and the things that we have here that they don't have there. For instance, fireworks. They're actually
firearms.
And firearms. But they actually had, when I moved here, the Massachusetts state cops would actually stake out the firework stores on the border, because of course there's, you know, the fireworks stores are near the border because a lot of people from Massachusetts come across the border to go shopping, get illegal fireworks, and bring them back to Massachusetts.
There's a heck of a lot more people in Massachusetts than there are in New Hampshire.
Right.
See, my experience with fireworks, though, coming from Michigan, is I lived about a half an hour north of the Michigan-Ohio border, and Ohio people could buy fireworks in Michigan, and Michigan people could buy fireworks in Ohio, and both sets of police would stake out the respective.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, because you could buy, one of the reasons for being able to buy them is I'm going to take them to a different state.
But what would they be doing? Is there a crime in Michigan to import fireworks, or why are they staking it out?
To have them.
But I thought you said you could buy them in Michigan.
For use. And so I don't know exactly how the legalities work. They never got me for it.
So hold on, but they were I'm just trying to understand. There were fireworks stores in both Michigan and Ohio, but it was illegal to own fireworks in Michigan?
Yeah, you could only sell them for export.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, and then so everybody would cross the border, and then they're exporting.
Right.
That's funny, and it's illegal in the state that they're exporting them to.
Yeah.
It kind of makes sense.
That's not your problem.
Right.
Yep.
So they would, they would stake out the stores and then pull people over as they were coming back into Massachusetts.
I kind of, you know, in some sense, I kind of like that, but I don't really want them pulling people over.
They stopped.
Okay. Yeah.
After some number of years.
You're talking about.
No, but the Massachusetts cops that were staking out the New Hampshire stores. New Hampshire actually legalized some more fireworks in recent years. So it used to be that firecrackers were illegal, I think, and they actually legalized those. So there's actually even more fireworks now that are legal in New Hampshire than were before I moved here.
The other thing I remember is they tried to impose Massachusetts sales tax on New Hampshire tire stores, I don't know why they picked tires, that were selling tires to people from Massachusetts.
What happened there?
New Hampshire said, yeah, that's not how any of this works. You're not going to tax our business.
Right. So there's been conflicts between New Hampshire and you know, also with Massachusetts put a lot of restrictions on, like, vapes. For instance, in the last year, or 2 years, remember the vape thing was happening 2 years ago?
Oh, yeah, there's a couple guys from Porkfest who want me to send them vape stuff in the mail.
They're living in Massachusetts?
I have no comment on whether or not I'm doing that.
it's been a bit of a border conflict even during the United States, even with the, you know, the supposed freedom
to
travel.
They're not that united.
Yeah, so here's the next point that I want to get into here, and this is from thehill.com, story published today, or actually yesterday, a Texas state lawmaker has vowed to introduce legislation allowing a referendum for voters to cast their ballots on whether to secede from the United States.
Yeehaw!
Kyle Biederman, who's a Republican, shared on Facebook the following post. He said, quote, "The federal government is out of control and does not represent the values of Texans. That is why I'm committing to file legislation this session that will allow a referendum to give Texans a vote for the state of Texas to reassert its status as an independent nation."
I would love that.
The theft of this election is an excellent reason to secede.
Yes.
You know, my personal secession from the United States, a lot of the reason for it was was the cheating of Ron Paul. And I date my secession from the United States is when I became, when I went from constitutionalist to anarchist.
And when was that? Was that the Ron Paul campaign?
It was after 2012. I'd seen Ron Paul cheated twice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and deliberately cheated, not only by the party establishment,
right,
but by the media, by concerted effort, by all of the media. And I realized that if they, except John Stewart, of all people,
mm-hmm.
And I realized that if they weren't going to play by their own rules, when your opponent is cheating, the only thing you can do is quit.
Yeah.
You know? And
or play dirty.
Well, or cheat yourself. Mm-hmm. But that, you know, that's not my forte.
Right.
I don't do well at cheating. I do well at open defiance.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I'm going to play it.
So according to Biederman, he said the legislation aligns with the Texas Constitution, which reads, this is an excerpt from the Constitution, quote, "The faith in the people of Texas stands pledged to the preservation of a Republican form of government, and subject to this limitation only, they have at all times the inalienable right to alter, reform, or abolish their government in such manner as they think may think expedient."
Now, did he say that was something special about Texas? I missed the beginning of that.
No, he just said it aligns with the Texas Constitution, not that it was
okay.
Special. That
because
his proposal...
those words actually come from the Declaration of Independence, and if the federal government...
Well, those words actually come from the New Hampshire Constitution, or they're very similar to New Hampshire Article 10, which is actually the right to revolution here in the
right.
New Hampshire Constitution.
Well, the thing that I note is he uses the phrase to alter or to abolish.
Yes.
And in the Declaration of Independence, it says, after saying that the purpose of government was to secure our rights, it says that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. And the important thing about that from a federal point of view is if the Declaration of Independence is an illegitimate document, then they're an illegitimate government.
Ooh.
And they need to surrender mm-hmm. to the British authorities as traitors.
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Join
what
us.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Dial in, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the end to the United States. Even Rush Limbaugh this week acknowledged that people are talking about secession out there.
The United States is only 200 years old. That's very young.
It's a little older than that.
It's
coming up on 250.
Close. I remember it had its...
It's too damn old.
Bicentennial.
It needs to be put down.
During my lifetime.
It needs to be shot, put down, peacefully.
Well, I don't know if it's that, or if it just
That's
needs
the most violent
to
rhetoric
split.
I've heard from you.
The United States came together because they felt there was a need mm-hmm. for continuing defense against England.
That's over
okay?
now.
Okay? Well, I yeah. think England is pretty much kaput.
Right.
Yeah, they've been neutralized.
Right. Now the fear is of China. Yeah. Even one of our own co-hosts, Mark Edge, has fallen into this China fearmongering.
And now he wants to go move next to China? That's bright.
Well, now he's talking about Africa. He's got a different plan.
Oh, now he wants to... Oh, great. We should put him on the phone with our Irish friend that right. we talked to down there this week.
They're getting murdered left and right in
yeah,
South Africa.
Yeah. It's this is not the right... Okay, Africa, it seems, I don't want to speak for a whole continent.
It's a big place.
But it seems like, collectively, many parts of Africa have decided that they've seen enough white people for a little while. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Maybe it's time they had a break from us. I think we should leave Africa be and come back to them when we have an invitation.
Yeah, I like New Hampshire. I like our chances here. I like the movement that's here. I mean, I hope Mark is successful with his project. He wants to, you know, create a special economic zone somewhere in the world.
Mark is a bonehead because, you know, Mark thinks that he can survive on money alone without backup, mm-hmm. without other people willing to fight.
Well, I think
willing
he wants people. I think
and
he wants...
that's not... But rich people...
He wants rich people.
He pretty much said specifically, well, a bunch of rich people are not going to be able to defend themselves.
So
that's the problem with that. It is never going to work because they need the poor people to do the bleeding. Mm-hmm. And as one of those poor people, you know.
Well, I mean, if you are rich enough, you can hire, I'm sure, a ton of security for yourself.
But, he's not even close to that rich, though, I'm pretty sure. Is he at a billion yet?
I don't know what his personal finances.
Let's not be talking about personal finances.
But I do want to say this about New Hampshire, because he's basically given up on the whole migration and trying to change things.
Well, and it's kind of a carpetbagger move, too, don't you think? He made all of his money off the Liberty Movement, and now he wants to take the money and run. And leave the people who
helped
him out.
I mean,
because they expected him to be in the fight. You know, I would do business preferentially with Mark because he's going to be in the fight. I do business preferentially with you because you're in the fight. Mm-hmm. You know.
I think what it comes down to is, I personally don't think thinking that money is going to solve the problem. It's not alone going to solve the problem, but
it's helpful. It's not helpful to solve the problem.
Right.
I mean, it's not only helpful, but it's essential.
Well, let him go on with what he was saying, please.
Just a quick comment. The revolution never would have succeeded without broad-based middle-class support to pay for it and broad-based lower-class support to fight it.
So, you know, I think what it comes down to at the end of the day is that it may be that ultimately that's what we need to do, but I think the answer is we need to ultimately be someplace that we could reasonably... effectively take control of, you know, and that may be someplace that doesn't really have any people right now, or it could be, you know, maybe it is Africa, I don't know. But the point is that ultimately, you know, you're looking at something that it can't be done in a short period of time. It's something that, you know, you've got to show that you have to demonstrate that you can get enough people together to have an effect. And I think we've begun to demonstrate that it's possible.
In New Hampshire.
But the problem with looking at, you know, doing something outside of New Hampshire, outside of the United States, is that trying to find a place where there's going to be jobs, there's going to be economic activity that can support it, and so on.
Well, I think what they're trying to do...
They're building a big women's studies plant over in Africa.
I think what they're trying to do is to create a place. So not that there are jobs, but that they're going to try to create jobs, and they're going to try to carve out this plot of land in a very poor nation and basically bribe the government officials to leave them alone, what they believe.
That might work out, except not with the, if they wanted to come in and mix with the locals and associate with the locals and become locals, maybe that would be a thing. But the thing is, what they want to do, I think, is the same attitude. They want to go in and they want to be the hire the natives as servants and they want to see them as a second class of people. I
don't know if that's how they would describe it. I can't speak for them. But they definitely
it's an insular community they want to build.
But they are talking about hiring people from the from the country.
Right. Anyway, the thing that's going to happen, I suspect, is that the natives will resent the hell out of them. And when somebody decides, hey, they've got a lot of money, let's go take it.
Mm-hmm.
the locals aren't going to be there to help.
To defend them.
They're not going to be there to defend their friends mm-hmm. who stood by them, because these are not their friends who stood by them. They're a group. They're an insular group of people living in an enclave, mm-hmm. and that never breeds love from the local population.
You know, there is some risk there, but there's also something to be said about money and power. So, you know, somebody coming in with power, you know, and, well, money, and that equals power to some degree, you know, does probably have some...
Money equals power only as long potential. As it's defended with force.
Yeah, I mean, effectively...
Because without the force, you don't keep the money.
Right, but I mean, effectively, if of course, you can control the politics effectively, and you're not necessarily...
You can't control politics, you're not, especially as a white person in Africa.
Well, again...
Well, they're hoping they can buy their favors, basically.
Right.
And I think that's the failure...
That's been tried. Yes.
Where has it been tried? Where has somebody bought...
It's been... I mean, hey, the first colonists in America traded glass beads for Manhattan, right? They traded. They tried to buy their failures.
You know what might...
Or their acceptance.
You know what might work is some sort of negotiation. If you can get the leadership on your side in a country.
Well, that's what they're doing. They're trying to negotiate a deal
right.
where they're left alone for some number of, 100
right.
years or whatever. But the thing is, I don't understand why they think that they can believe these politicians. I mean,
that's
the big thing. Why would they trust Mark Edge?
You only need to have their support up to a certain extent. Because once you have assuming you can get enough people that support, what you're trying to do, and you're not actually taking over, their populated areas, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
You eventually get to a point where you effectively are a military and you can control
and defend yourself
from those governments.
It's an interesting... Hold on. Let me continue here.
Out.
We got Kirby on the line here. He's in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live watching us on Twitch.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Kirby.
Don't forget nobody. Good afternoon. I left you
bro.
With your call screener. You're a troublemaker and a rabble rouser, and I love you.
All right, man. You too, my brother. You get in touch with that guy about the gun church?
No, I haven't. That's the reason I left you my number, because I want you to give me a call.
Oh, okay. You emailed me, bro?
No, he said he left it with the call screener.
Oh, okay. Groovy. I will pick that up and get right in touch.
Right on. Hey, and Mark and them are trying to do a colonization deal.
Yes.
Cool, but there's going to be a mile uprising, and they're going to end up with their heads on a stick.
Right? Am I right? Yes. That's exactly what I've been saying, bro.
The reality is we're, there's no way at this point in the history of what we've tried to do as a liberty people that we're going to be able to pull off, some sort of some sort of takeover of some land somewhere. I mean,
well,
there's nobody in the world who's going to trust white people this century. It's just not going to happen.
I mean, you're talking about corrupt politicians in other countries.
It's not about the politicians. The government control.
You guys can go back and forth all night. I want to hear what Kirby has to say.
Sounds
Kirby,
good.
If you can hang on, apologize through the news. We're going to bring you back here and give you plenty of chance to explain, because I want to hear what Kirby thinks is going to happen with this. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, we only had like 10 seconds, so let's give him a little bit more. Coming up here in moments, hour number two is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.